This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. In the Detroit News today, the first line in a story by Joel Kurth is, quote, Detroit last year shut water service to 23,300 homes, the equivalent of every household in the city of Pontiac, but left the taps running at thousands of businesses that owe millions of dollars, end quote. The comments about the story are predictable. A lot of people saying simply pay your bill and your water won't be shut off, ignoring the poverty level in the city, while others are saying the corporations have bought the city and always get the breaks. Brian Peckinpah is with the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department. Since the emergency manager took over Detroit, the city's been using this rather blunt instrument of shutting off water to residents. When your boss, Gary Brown, took over the department, he said reforms were coming. What's being done to work with the residents?
Thank you for having me on the show. Well, there are some reforms, as you mentioned, in the past 90 days since DWSD, as of January 1st, focused solely on Detroit customers. We've changed our business practices. I will tell you that no residents have been shut off this winter unless there's a legal hookup. We have been doing legal hookup shutoffs, but our business practices have changed, and we've put some emphasis on commercial accounts. We have two pilot programs that we're working on right now. We have a law firm that's under contract to pursue past due balances on commercial accounts, and the number of cases that the law firm is working on is over $2.2 million that they're currently working on. That's the amount of cases, and several of those are apartment buildings that we're pursuing their past due balances on.
Well, of course, shutting off the water to an apartment building affects the residents more than it does the management, but I'm wondering why the department isn't pursuing these businesses with the same approach of shutting the water off.
Well, shutoff is our last resort under our new leadership program. So we've implemented new pilot programs to pursue both residential and commercial customers into payment plans.
So you're saying it's a new day and that the story from the Detroit News is about last year's numbers rather than this year?
Correct. That is last year's data. This year, for example, we have 43,900 customers that are on payment plans, whereas last year we only had 9,000 customers on payment plans. So our focus is to assist customers in paying their past due balances and keep their water on. In fact, there's 39,500 residential customers that are in payment plans in Detroit that have kept their water on.
I want to ask you about some of the companies that were cited, fights between the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department with a state prison, the state managed Bell Island, the state disputes the bills. There's a golf course management company which says there's not even a water meter at the four courses it manages for the city, and that company disputes the bills. The Port of Detroit's Marine Terminal, which is part of the Mattie Maroon Holdings, says the department's billings are wrong. What's going on with this? Are the billing discrepancies at the department that far off?
There are some billing discrepancies. We are improving our technology here as far as monitoring our bills and the water meters, as well as our customer account management. So those accounts you mentioned, we are in negotiations with them, including the golf courses. So right now we hope to get some resolution and get the past due balance and do payment plans. In fact, I would like to say that Vargo, which was the lease management company for the Detroit golf courses, they were on a payment plan up till November when their lease was canceled. So we're negotiating with them because their lease was extended 1 year with the city. We're negotiating with them as far as their past due balance. So we do have, as of a month ago, we have 1,400 commercial accounts that were, and those are included, the ones you mentioned, that have past due balances. We've been able to take that down to 1,000 delinquent accounts because we've assigned staff just to work on those commercial accounts, and they've been able to get approximately 400 of those accounts into payment plans within the past 30 days.
I want to get to one final question, and this might get to the heart of the matter. Why are the water rates so high in Detroit? They're more than twice the level in many cities in the state.
The water rates are high in terms of other cities in the state. However, it's not the highest in the country. We've done a comparison.
Well, we're in the Great Lakes state. I mean, we've got access to water.
Right. A lot of our cost has to do with when our collection rates are low due to unpaid balances of water bills. That balance turns into bad debt and then gets transferred to the rates for the following year. So as we improve these business practices and reduce the number of delinquent accounts and improve our collection rate, that actually helps rates, and we've seen the impact already because the proposed draft rates for starting July 1st are the lowest in more than a decade at 3.5% for water.
Brian Peckinpah is with the Detroit Water and Sewage Department. Thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.